And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and
The Black Knight.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
And this week's hot politics, if you have not been on mainstream media, you have been hiding under a rock. The headlines are going crazy in terms of the Donald Trump and Elon Musk interview that happened on Monday night. I think it was Monday night. On X. And it was quite a lengthy interview. I think it was about 2 hours. Well, yeah. The whole clip is about 3 hours long, but the actual interview was about 2 hours long. And they spoke about a whole lot of things. They spoke about the assassinations. They spoke about Trump being president. They spoke about immigrants. They spoke about a whole lot of things. And we are here to see what the media has said about this interview and what actually transpired in this interview, or as Elon Musk and Donald Trump call it, a conversation between the two of them. Pastor Gav, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Well, we're going to give you our own takes on the interview. But just to set the scene, the Independent in the UK said this. Donald Trump, this is how the article starts. Well, the article's entitled Bizarre Moment. Trump says beautiful Kamala Harris looks like wife Melania in Elon Musk X interview. And then just listen to how it starts. Donald Trump bizarrely said that his Democratic presidential rival Kamala Harris looks like his wife Melania Trump in his rambling interview with Elon Musk on Monday night. The former president joined the tech billionaire on X Spaces for what was billed as a game-changing conversation, but actually ended up being a two-hour-long, very friendly interview that was instantly beset with technical problems, not to mention questions about Trump's apparent lisp. In the interview, Trump launched a scathing critique of Harris, calling her a terrible leader, before he drifted to fawning over her beautiful appearance. We need smart people, and people have the ability to lead. She doesn't have that ability. Can you imagine her with Chairman Xi Jinping, People's Republic of China? He said, speaking with a distinct lisp. Musk, who remained agreeable throughout the two-hour interview, admitted that would be silly. She's terrible. Trump doubled down. She's getting a free ride. The former president then abruptly segued into Harris's looks, drawing a comparison between her and the former first lady. I saw a picture of her on Time magazine today. She looks like the most beautiful actress to ever live, Trump said of Harris, referring to the latest edition of Time magazine, which brands Harris's campaign as the swiftest vibe shift in modern political history. She looked like our great first lady Melania, Trump gushed as Musk met his comment with an awkward chuckle and reserved yap. She didn't quite look like Camilla, Trump said, purposely butchering Harris's name. Of course she's a beautiful woman, and we'll leave it at that. Right, well, yeah, you know, Musk said before scrambling to change the subject and entering into a monologue about the American dream.
So that is what we are going to be speaking about. It's going to be awesome, as always, because this is The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM is everywhere. Go find us and click that button. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media. Spread the word. It's that simple. Become part of the family today, because radio has never been better.
We are speaking about the interview between Donald Trump and Elon Musk that happened on Monday. And here are some of the news articles that have gone out in terms of the interview. So, okay, the first one here says, Lispgate, Kamala Camp and MSM push hoax Trump soaring during Musk interview. We also see another one on InfoWars that says Elon Musk / Trump interview reaches over a billion people, devastating MSM like a giant asteroid killing the dinosaurs. We also have, sure, it's quite a bit. There is Trump's interview with Musk devolves into yet another X catastrophe. We have you on the Guardian that Donald chatted with Elon and here's the future as they see it, losers win, incompetent rules. CNN has an article that says Musk tries to help Trump halt the Harris surge. We also have on Al Jazeera, it says cyber attack, inflation, immigration, six takeaways from Trump-Musk chat, which we're going to get back to and just see what Al Jazeera says about that. We also have on BBC, Musk's ex talk with Trump hit by tech glitches. Another one by The Guardian says the Musk-Trump ex interview, a surprisingly dull meeting of two planet-sized egos. That one is funny. And then Political says Trump calls Harris a beautiful woman. He didn't mean it as a compliment. So before we go into the six takeaways that Al Jazeera has from this interview, what are your thoughts on all the news articles that I've basically mentioned in terms of the interview that took place?
Well, the only one that means anything to me is the fact that by the next day, over a billion people had listened to that interview.
Mm.
All right, and that might be underestimating, because the last time I checked on X, I mean, that interview was sitting at well over, I think 250 billion, listens on Twitter. And obviously a lot of things were saying, and they come across as extremely critical of Trump. And the problem is that many people, when they make their assertions and their beliefs about Trump, they listen to what these guys say. And there's one comment he made, which, basically I think he was saying that her looks were about the only thing that she's got going for her, and you can't really trust her to negotiate with she. But I mean, I'd forgotten about the comment because it really wasn't a major part of the interview.
Mm.
Prior to these guys making a big deal of it. But if you listen to the attacks, first of all, they had denial of service attacks on Twitter when the interview started.
Mm.
And Twitter had to solve that problem first. So it took them quite a period of time to actually solve that problem. It might have been as much as an hour.
Mm.
That's the first thing. So when they said they had technical problems, they didn't have technical problems. They had a denial of service attack. They were actually attacked. Eventually they got on, and so they talk about technical glitches, and all of that. Now, Spaces is a well-used technology.
Mm.
There's a lot of these discussions. It's almost like having a discussion on a phone call, that they have on Spaces. So it's not like it's a brand new technology or something like that. And the other thing was that they kept talking about him lisping. Now, I listened to the thing, you know, pretty much when it was happening, or maybe an hour after it happened, you know, somewhere there. But I never heard Lisp, and also I've been hearing people talking that saying that Trump is losing it. So they're claiming that Trump is like Joe Biden. You know, they're making the same claims that Trump is going senile and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And when I listened to this interview, you know, I realized that those are a bunch of lies. And so there was the mainstream media has no shame. You know, and I would encourage anyone, don't let your view of Donald Trump, you know, be decided by what the mainstream media says. Mm-hmm. Go and listen to the interview yourself and then make up your mind. Actually take the time and the trouble to listen to the interview before you decide what you like and what you don't like, you know, about Donald Trump. And then the last thing, they spoke about Elon Musk, and he's, you know, we all know he's already endorsed Donald Trump. Now, what they don't mention is that Elon Musk, number one, in 2008, voted for Barack Obama. And in 2009, Elon Musk said he waited for 6 hours to shake Obama's hand. So he called himself a moderate Democrat. And he's saying to people, you need to ask yourself why I've moved, you know, to support Trump. And he said, you know, he said basically he believes America should vote for Trump because, in his view, if America doesn't vote Republican, America's finished.
Yeah.
So that's actually what he said. That's what Elon Musk said. It wasn't an interview. The whole way it was set up is that it was a conversation. So almost like a telephone conversation between two people. Or a conversation over coffee. What they actually said at the start of the interview was that it had a conversation on the phone the day before. And Elon Musk actually said, I wish we'd recorded that and we could have just played that now. And he said, hopefully our discussion will work out the same as the phone call did yesterday. So that's how it was pitched. That's how it was marketed. And the other thing is that Kamala Harris was offered the same opportunity and she declined. So, you know, we'll get into that later.
Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts on the different headlines?
I think obviously we are now seeing the mainstream media for what they are more and more. I also say we, but even though, like, here on the show, hence why we also try to be an alternative news bulletin show also, because we know that what the people take out there, it's not the real thing, what people really have to know. We've actually covered a lot of stories about that. In fact, now recently we did the UK riots. It was the same thing. We were facing the same thing, whereby the mainstream media is not telling the truth. We had people posting on X. So I think I don't have a lot to say, but it's obviously known that what they're saying, especially about Trump, like, these are the worst people that the mainstream media can give you news about. When, like, these are the worst two people that you could listen for the truth about them coming from the mainstream media. That, yeah, you shouldn't listen to the mainstream media when it comes to Trump and Elon Musk, for sure.
Yeah. I think for me, on my side, if I had to comment in terms of the different news headlines and stuff, is that you can actually see that they're trying to divert the mess from what is actually being said, because what they are focusing on is basically irrelevant based on what the conversation between Elon Musk and Donald Trump was about. They're mentioning that the conversation was dull. They're mentioning that Donald Trump called Kamala Harris beautiful and he didn't mean that. Whereas there was so much that was spoken about they're focusing on the cyber attack that happened before the interview started. Yet, for in those 2 hours of conversation, there was so much that was spoken about that they could have actually used if they wanted to, which I believe that they couldn't have used against Donald Trump or Elon Musk. But they could have. There's so much in terms of what they say that they could have focused on in their news articles and things like that. But everything is just focusing on degrading the both of them, mentioning how they both have. Both are people with big egos and all of these things, rather than focusing on what had actually been said. And that's when you now look, oh, let me go and listen now, because if this is what the media is saying about that, I wonder what they're trying to cover up, basically. Yeah. So let's look at the Al Jazeera article and see the 6 takeaways from what's this, the Trump and Musk chat. Can I just say that I'm kind of glad... I think it's different from the other articles that Al Jazeera actually mentions that they're having a conversation more of it, more than mentioning that it was an interview. They do use the word interview now and then, but they do mention quite a few times that it was a conversation, which is what Elon Musk was going for, to say that he just wants to have a conversation with Donald Trump. But the first key takeaway was the DDoS.
Can I just mention why they're giving it such bad press?
Mm-hmm.
So the original recording on the Donald Trump X account, mm-hmm. 254 million views.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he reposts another recording of it. That's got 22 million. Mm-hmm. All right. Then if you go into Elon Musk's account, and I just want to get that, you know, on his account, he's got one with a high quality audio, that's also 14 million.
Mm.
All right, so already you're talking 300 million just there.
Mm.
And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's why they're saying, you know, if you take this, the recording of this thing, people that have put it on YouTube and all sorts of, on X and all sorts of other platforms, they're talking about over 1 billion impressions.
Mm.
So probably somewhere close to 1 billion people worldwide have listened to that thing.
Mm.
And anyone who listened to that thing in full is not going to buy what the mainstream media says. Mm. This is why they're attacking it.
Mm.
And I just wanted to mention before we go to Al Jazeera, I don't know if you're aware, but the EU threatened to ban X in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Saying that he's only giving a one-sided view and must give the other side, and you know, the same, and you know, all sorts of stuff.
Another crazy thing as well about this interview is that people were actually trying to stop it. I did read an article where
that's where the denial of service attacks came from.
Yes, a journalist actually there was a White House, there was press at the White House, and the journalist actually asked the speaker if it was possible for them to stop the interview from happening and stuff. So already before the interview came out, there was bad press about the interview before the interview came out.
Well, I mean, how do you claim to be in a free speech society, and then you're saying that what these guys are going to say is misinformation?
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So the first.
But before you read that,
yeah,
you gave us a comment on your take.
Of the
yes, what did you say?
The conversation. I think,
yeah. And then we'll see if myself and Black Knight endorse your comment.
Mm. I basically mentioned before we started recording that this is one of very few interviews that have taken place in terms of American politics that have been sane. I was able to listen to it without, you know, like flinching or being like, okay, too much now, let me change or something else. I sat through the 2 hours and I didn't even realize that 2 hours had gone by and stuff. So how Donald Trump spoke, even when he was, you know, shooting his shots at the Kamala Harris, what's this, administration and all of these things, he was still sane about it.
Mm.
He didn't say things that were unnecessary. He didn't, you know, he wasn't trying hard for people to take his side.
Mm.
He was just speaking what he was speaking, basically. And it was very nice and very refreshing to hear an interview like that, because you hardly hear that. It's either people screaming at each other or people saying things that don't make sense or over-promising stuff. And you just listen to 15 minutes of the interview, then you're like, I'm done hearing this and stuff. So it was a very refreshing interview to hear, that so much so that I didn't even realize that 2 hours had gone by. Yeah. So that's my take.
Like, now, what do you think?
Ah, no, for sure. That's true. Obviously, I don't have a problem with that, you know. But I don't have a problem
with
that.
Do you agree with Giggs?
Yeah, for sure. And so, for me, I don't have a problem with 2 hours going by when it's something like that. Because I'm usually watching documentaries and stuff. And this was more politics. So, I agree. Like, there's a point where you forget and you just tune into what Donald Trump is talking about, the points that he's talking about America and stuff, and then you start comparing your country and what you hear, and then what they're not really saying about America, and then you thought, you know, your country was bad until you start hearing what Trump is actually saying about America. You're like, oh, I don't know, that's what's happening that side, you know. So it was for sure. 2 hours just flew like that.
Yeah, I just, my take on it, I don't believe the mainstream media can handle it if two people have a conversation that's listened to by a billion people that actually makes sense. Because they never make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the mainstream media, so I don't know what's going on there, then you'd swear that Ukraine's busy invading Russia.
Yeah, true.
And so Russia's about to fall to Ukraine.
And nothing's happening in the UK. Like, everything's fine.
No, there's no Allah al-Akbar.
Yeah, not everything's fine.
Allah al-Akbar is an acceptable slogan with armed protesters in the middle of the UK.
They actually want us to, they want us to live on the TV more than we are outside.
Did you hear that a guy got sentenced to 20 months in prison for posting on Facebook that he doesn't want his tax money to be used for immigrants coming illegally into the country that can then rape his daughter?
It's crazy. It's actually crazy.
Yeah. So the judge said, you sir, belong in jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So looking at the Al Jazeera article, so the first thing they speak about is the massive cyber attack. It says about 15 minutes after the interview was scheduled to begin, thousands of people who were trying to join the conversation on X began to complain that they couldn't hear what was happening. Others reported being confronted with an error message which read, "This space is not available," referring to X's live audio streaming feature Spaces. Musk blamed a distributed denial of service attack that had overwhelmed servers. It speaks about that, and then it basically ends that part of the article to say, meanwhile, the team of Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris was also following the conversation. On X, they reshared a 2022 post in which Musk was attacking Trump's age. And this is what the post say: Trump would be 82 at end of term, which is too old to be chief executive of anything, let alone the United States of America.
So you said that?
So that was a reshare. So it was a post from 2022 of Elon Musk's. So Kamala Harris's administration, or she was, it says, yeah, meanwhile, Kamala Harris was also following the conversation. And then on X, they reshared a 2022 post in which Musk was attacking Trump. So it was Kamala HQ that reshared that. And it basically says Trump would be 82. This was what Elon Musk had said in 2022. Trump would be 82 at end of term, which is too old to be chief executive of anything, let alone the United States of America. So what's your thought on that situation?
Well, I mean, so Elon Musk tweeted that.
Yes, but in...
No, he's changed his opinion.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that's he's changed his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What's his alternative? And he spoke about Kamala Harris. Her father was a Marxist.
Mm.
then they kicked up a storm about the fact that he said that in the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
But he was.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at her policies, you know, she is a Marxist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to another South African who on YouTube has got a channel devoted to cryptos. And he was talking about, you know, people like Gavin Newsom and Kamala Harris come from California. And he said he's been to California recently. Now, this is a South African in Joburg. And he says, compared to Joburg, California is terrible.
Sure.
And we've got problems here.
Mm.
And people that have gone to California from South Africa are telling me that California is worse. You see naked drug addicts running in the street and all sorts of stuff. You just see tents all over the place.
Mm.
At least our shacks are on railway lines.
Mm.
you don't walk through town and have tents. Because
the
guy's tents would be stolen.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't live in a tent, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
You need metal around you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The second thing was Musk praised Trump's reaction to the assassination attempt.
Sorry. Okay, first of all, some of them are saying his ear was cut by glass, including the director of the FBI in a congressional hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could see that was a gunshot.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually see it was a gunshot, and you could see the way Trump reacted.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see if he hadn't turned his head to look at the screen, he's going to die.
Yeah, and he also mentions that in the
interview. But you could see it.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Mm.
Trump actually said in the interview, and they don't talk about this, he says, look, I believed in God before this, but now I really believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if I hadn't turned my head to look at the screen, he said, Elon, I like you, but I wouldn't be here talking to you.
Mm. He literally did say that, Elon Musk
says, yeah, you'd be talking from another dimension.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And they actually mentioned that statement in this article. It says, I'm a believer now. I'm a believer now. I'm more of a believer in God, I think. Did he say, I think?
Yeah, because he's been a believer for a while, he said.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you've been through that. And then obviously he stood up. And he said the reason why he raised his fist and said, fight, was to show the people he's okay.
Mm.
Because at first the people didn't know. One of the other things he also said, which I don't know, Black Knight, what you think, in the conversation on Spaces,
yeah.
He said that normally a crowd like that with gunshots you can ringing out, there would have been a stampede.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And instead the guys all just went down.
But people were just calm.
So he said, He praised the crowd that they were incredibly brave.
Mm.
And then Elon Musk said, when you've just been shot like that, you can't fake courage.
Mm.
You either have it or you don't. And everyone can see.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you think, Black Knight.
About that.
Dwah! And you feel, you hear a gunshot. The next thing you feel, a smash into your ear. And then he says stuff that I actually heard when I saw the original video. The Secret Service is on him, and he says, let me get up. They say, no, sir, you've been shot in other places. He says, no, I haven't. I've only been shot in my ear.
Mm.
Let me stand up. And then when they get up, he says, let me get my shoes. Because I think his shoes came off, you know, when he ducked down.
Mm.
And then he goes, fight. I mean, you can't fake that.
Mm.
I don't know. Do you think you can fake that?
That was a huge statement. No. I just wanted to say that was actually a huge,
you know, and I've got my doubts about Trump. He's changing his stand on abortion. I'm not happy with. And I'm not happy with Operation Wall Street with the vaccine. I'm not happy with that. And plus, he invested in Pfizer. I'm not happy with that. And I also don't 100% know about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. You understand? But, geez, after seeing that.
Mm.
Yeah, definitely. The third thing is Trump promised largest deportation in history.
So is Gaetan McKenzie. Kicks. He's America's Gaetan McKenzie. Promising mass deportations.
Mm.
Yeah, so here it's...
Well, you know, look, I'm not trying to be funny, and I do understand your position as being an immigrant here, but you're not... I don't think most South Africans are going to think of you when I make the statement. But there's a lot of people here that need to be mass deported.
Mm.
And, you know, we're getting all these reports coming out now of Islamic terror camps. I mean, they're only blaming the Libyans, but it's been going on for a long time. If you speak to organizations like Open Doors, this is not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look at this, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Somalis are coming here with an agenda. The Pakistanis are coming here with an agenda. The Bangladeshis, if you look at what they're doing to the Hindus in Bangladesh, mm-hmm. they're coming here with an agenda. The Saudis are building mosques in South Africa with an agenda. The Qataris are building mosques in South Africa. They have an agenda. The Turks are building mosques in South Africa. They have an agenda.
Mm.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, when you look at all of these things, talking about mass deportations, I mean, there are people that need to be mass deported because many of them have come here illegally.
Mm.
And Trump said it in the interview. He said they need to come legally. And if then Elon Musk made the statement, and I think this is why he turned away from the Democrats. He said, if you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Mm.
You might as well not bother.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I agree with that. The next thing is Trump called Biden's replacement with Harris a coup. And I've heard this a lot as I've been
watching. Well, who voted for?
Watching all of these things and stuff, so they actually who calling voted it a for? Coup. I don't know. the rich people of the USA.
Yeah, the rich delegates at the Democrat National Convention.
Yeah, so they call.
She never got a single vote in the primaries.
Mm. Yeah.
So she's been selected, not elected, as the Democratic National, you know, candidate for presidency.
Yeah. So, I totally agree with that, and I really do think that that was a coup, and then the people who are at play with America and stuff actually wanted her to be in power. The next thing.
I mean, most people were saying Biden wasn't going to run.
Mm.
It was planned. This was planned.
Hmm.
I don't think Trump planned to almost get shot dead.
Nope.
But he did go along with a plan to get Biden out.
It's really deep. It says here, the fifth one is Trump slammed our worst inflation in 100 years. During the interview, Trump also criticized what he called the inflation crisis while targeting the current administration for the current numbers. I think we have the worst inflation we've had in 100 years. They say it in 40. They say it's 48 years. I don't believe it, he told Musk.
Well, what I'm hearing from America, from people that I know, Americans are a lot poorer than they were 10 years ago.
Mm.
And they're a lot poorer than they were in 2020.
Mm.
So yeah. That's all I've got to say about that. That's from people that I know. So that's all I'm going to say.
Black Knight?
I think the whole... Not sure about the history, but since your 2005, 2008, 2005 with the housing that America faced, I think it's similar to that. I'm not sure about that. Obviously, I'm not in America, and I can't take mostly on what people say because some of the people didn't experience what the others experienced then. So I can't obviously speak for the fact that in the history of America, but I know that since just like how Pastor Kevin just said now, since 2020, definitely for sure, their inflation rate just skyrockets like crazy.
Mm.
Like very, very crazy, and it went very, very high. We know because we felt it this side also. Our petrol went crazy, like it was going up in what, weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Weeks petrol here in South Africa was always going up, and it was the whole thing with the oil that they shut down. So yeah. So obviously, yeah. That's I'm not saying it's true because I don't know the facts,
mm-hmm.
but I know that it was
one of the worst since 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, it says Trump expressed fondness for South America. Trump praised Argentina's president for the measures he has taken to see more than 70 public sector workers laid off and pensions cut by 30% to reverse spending that caused the country to default on its
debt. Yeah, they put that.
Mm.
They put that. He's praising this guy, and this guy's just screwing people left, right, and center. That's what they're saying.
Mm.
I mean, come on. That's not what Trump said.
Mm-mm.
Trump didn't say any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He said basically that guy has cut spending.
Mm.
That's what he said in the actual conversation. And he said that it seems like the economy is turning around. The Argentinian economy is turning around quite nicely. He didn't say he praised the cuts that got people fired and these people. That is such a lie. Al Jazeera, you're Muslims, you would be lies.
In Ecclesiastes 6 verse 12, it says, in a few days of our meaningless lives, who knows how our days can be best spent? Our lives are like a shadow. Who can tell what will happen on this earth after we are gone?
Yeah. Look, at the end of the day, you know, if you think about this, Donald Trump nearly died, a matter of a few weeks ago. He nearly died campaigning for the position of being the president of the United States of America. And, when you have a look at that, the reality at the end of the day is that all of us, our lives can end at any time. You don't know, tomorrow's not promised to you. And so I want to encourage you, looking at all of these things, and even people who are involved in campaigns that then lie like that. The reality is at the end of the day, what I want to say to you is that think about the fact that one day you are going to face God. Don't just go along and do whatever you want to do. And that's something, that every single one of us need to take cognizance of. The fact that one day we are going to face the Lord. And so I just want to encourage people, to trust God. And it doesn't matter who wins the election. Your salvation is not in a political leader. Your salvation is in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So let us know your thoughts on our social media platforms. It's been an amazing show. As always, right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia. But you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Insulin.
Pastor Gavin Insulin and
The Black Knight.
Right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.